it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So this is based on a real story on TikTok of a woman who's gone viral, which I'm sure was her goal all along.
Well, you don't know that.
Where she cut all of her hair off into a buzz cut. Not down to the skin, but like a buzz cut. And wanted to surprise her husband. Okay, so here is the audio from part one of her video.
My husband's about to be home. He doesn't know that I cut my hair today. So please pray for me because I have a feeling he's going to hate it. And it's fine. It's not about him. But I'm going to try to film his reaction.
All right, so there you go. That was part one. And this is part two after her husband saw it.
He absolutely hated it. And I think he hated me a little bit. Ugh. He said he felt betrayed. He felt like I had cheated on him because it was such a drastic thing. I totally didn't think about how we're supposed to be attractive, stay attractive to each other, how looks are very important in a relationship. Before I went to bed, I told him that I loved him and that he won't understand. He can't understand, and that's okay. And he didn't say I love you back, but that's okay.
So, like, it sounds like, what, are they, like, headed to divorce now? Like, her husband sounds like a lunatic, by the way. Like, a very fragile little boy to react this strongly about something like that. But it does make us wonder, when you're in a relationship, are you allowed to do whatever you want to your own body? Or does your partner get a say? Do they get to decide what you do to your body? 916-909-1065. Michelle, good morning.
It's my body. I can do what I want, make myself feel as beautiful or silly as I want.
I feel like once you get into a serious relationship, the other person's feelings and wants, it makes it, like, if that's what you want, just be by yourself.
You shouldn't be.
I'm not saying you should never do anything you want. I'm just saying, I really think that you should take your partner's opinion and attraction and all those things into consideration.
You can, and you can consider, like, okay, I'm still going to do it.
You can.
Michelle, thank you so much for your call. 916-909-1065.
I feel like anytime a person is going to make a drastic change to their appearance, I do think it is something that you should discuss and talk through with your partner. And that's not to say that they are the boss or that they rule you by any stretch of the imagination. But if D'Lo made a big change to his appearance,
D'Lo is my boyfriend. Your part. Yeah.
And he didn't tell me first, I would feel like, wow, my opinion means nothing. My attraction to you means nothing. That it would hurt my feelings a lot. And I think if we're being honest, it would for most people, because it really is like saying, like, I really don't care how you feel.
I guess so. It just seems like you're allowed to do whatever you want to your body.
You are. Nobody's saying you're not allowed. Okay. I'm saying if we're talking about being in a good partnership, in a good, healthy relationship, I think completely disregarding the other person's feelings about the way that you look. And I'm not talking about, like, you had babies and you gained weight. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, you looked one way at the beginning of the day and you look totally different at the end of the day.
I have tattoos. And my wife doesn't like tattoos, but I wanted tattoos.
Well, you are also somebody that will get new tattoos and not tell her till it's already done.
Well, I don't understand what the point is, because it's like, it's not like I'm going to get like a swastika tattooed. Like, I'm going to get something tattooed that I really want. And it's like, I want a tattoo. And it's my body. I'm allowed to do what I want.
You have to stop using the word allowed. Nobody is saying it's not allowed.
It's interesting we've got guys calling. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is your take on this?
I think she was just going for shock factor and, like you said, going all viral. I think anyone who makes a big change like that, like, why wouldn't you have a conversation with your partner at the very least? And she just, him being upset the way he was wrong for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, how are you not gonna say something to me? You know, like, that is what I think is messy, and I think that says something about their relationship more than anything.
Yeah, I think in most situations, thanks for the call, people probably do have conversations about it.
Well, probably. I think in a healthy relationship, you would. If I started getting tattoos all over my body,
yeah,
D'Lo would not be attracted to that. So, but and he can't change that. That's just his preference.
I guess.
So if I started doing that, knowing that that is something that he does not find attractive, that is me kind of saying, I don't really give an S what you think. And that is not a good partnership to me.
And I think that that's okay. If there's something that on your body that you want to do, I think that's okay. But anyway, keep the text messages coming in to 909-1065. But unfortunately, we've run out of time, well over time for this.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.